doctor, give me the news. I got sunburn from margarita juice.
Okay, doctor. Now, these are real doctors' medical stories here. Right, Brad? We don't, you know, we scour the medical journals for these things. I know some people think, well, you guys are making these things up, but we don't.
No, these come straight from the American Journal of Medicines and things like that, and the New England Journal of Medicine, you know, email account.
Yeah, now, and actually this one doesn't even come to us from a medical journal. This one actually comes right out of the news for you. So we're going to pass this along. Please remember, we are not doctors. We only play them on the radio. However, we do specialize in malpractice. We're board certified in that, as a matter of fact. Now, this is a story here that I think that next time you're around a gathering of people who are drinking margaritas, you're going to remember this story and you're going to tell them this story. And they're going to be impressed.
It depends on how early in the night you try to remember this story.
Okay, well, then take notes. This happened just over Memorial Day weekend. Okay, this is involves a healthcare worker in New York. Okay, she had a big party, and she was going to, you know, whipped up the margarita batches. And she, according to this story, she squeezed hundreds of limes, okay, to make the margaritas. So this must have been a big, big party going on here. And she filled up some to-go cups. And then after she made, you know, all of her, she made margaritas and she made, you know, the tequila elixir and all that stuff. And she had it all set and ready to go. And so after doing all that, after making all that stuff, she goes by the pool to lounge in the sunshine.
She's done her work. She's ready for her guests.
The next morning, she woke up and her hands were covered in bubbled blisters. I saw some pictures of this, and it looked like she had, you know, like, I don't know, second degree burns or something. I mean, it looked bad. And she said,
I buy cheap tequila?
She said she felt that it felt like her skin was on fire. So she goes into the hospital to get this thing checked out. And they called it.
Did I forget to put chlorine in the pool? What is causing this?
They said, no, it wasn't sunburn that you had. You've got something called margarita burn. The official medical term for the condition is, you would think with my degree in malpractice, I'd be able to pronounce this, phytophotodermatitis. Phytophotodermatitis.
Something about having citrus on the skin?
A common skin reaction that can manifest as anything from painless pigmentation to excruciating blisters. That, according to the chief of dermatology at Tufts Medical Center in Boston, when you get a substance on the skin that is photo or UV sensitive, it creates a phototoxic reaction after sun exposure, the severity of which will be proportionate to how much of this that you put up against your skin. Now, remember, she claims hundreds of limes she was working with. Because reaction time is usually delayed anywhere from 1 to 3 days, it can be difficult for patients to realize,
what did I do?
What happened? Because it's this.
And by the time the margarita wears off a day or two later, it's tough to remember as well.
I don't know where I was a couple of 2 or 3 days ago. So limes can have this reaction. If you have lime juice on your skin and you go sit out in the sun, you don't wash that stuff off.
Yeah.
That can happen.
I remember people used to dye their hair. They would spray like lemon juice in their hair. And something about the lemon juice would get activated by the sunshine and dye their hair.
That would dye the hair color?
Or burn the hair.
Oh, okay.
Singe it. Something. Right.
So limes can do this. Some of the other foods that can do this. Parsley, carrots, mango peel. And celery, same thing. If enough of that stuff is on your left on
your
skin,
you're making mango smoothies all afternoon,
and it gets on your skin, and you go out into the sunshine, and you sit out there, and you toast up a little bit, you can end up with some burns. So
it's going to be 85 today. There are going to be people mashing them together.
There'll be some margarita mixing going on. Just be careful today.
Doctor, give me the news. I got sunburn from margarita juice.
I bet that's happened to a lot of people, and they don't even know what
it was from.
They had no idea what caused all that stuff. Apparently it just goes away over the course of time, but you can get some scarring out of that.